Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You For Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, a podcast in which we watch an episode of The Golden Girls, and then we break it down scene by scene. I'm Anthony DeSimito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And I'm Hannah Hurd. And
today we have guest comedian.
I'm impatient.
Hannah Hurd.
I'm sorry.
Hi. Hannah Hurd, everybody.
Hi. I don't understand how podcasts work, so I'm just going to talk over everyone and just, no, I'm sorry. I won't do that.
Yeah, just start by apologizing severely on the podcast. That's how we.
I'm sorry. That's that how I exist.
We just want you to feel really bad about being here.
Yeah, this is a podcast about women, basically. So we must start out by apologizing.
Yeah. So we like to start by asking our guests, what is the Golden Girls background? What is your Golden Girls? What is your Golden Girls background, if any, or how's that, has it existed for you in the past? So go ahead.
I've totally watched Golden Girls growing up, and it's funny because when we were talking about it earlier, I was like, I brought up other shows because it's like, oh, I also remember watching like Murphy Brown too. Yeah. And all these like old shows, and it's funny because I'm like, I was like 8 and I'm like, why am I watching these shows?
That is pretty much the theme of this podcast, because most of the people that have been on here about our age, like kind of like late 20s, like early 30s, mm-hmm. and like pretty much every show that we talked about that's come up, like Murphy Brown or Frasier comes up a lot. Yeah. And it's like,
it does. Frasier was huge for me.
Oh, I love it so much.
It's like, why was it huge for us as 8-year-olds?
Right? Like, how could I relate to, like, what were they, psychiatrists or psych? I feel like that should be your next
they're
podcast,
both psychiatrists.
Murphy Brown or Frasier. That would be huge.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That or like Coach. Why did I watch Coach? I don't give a fuck about football.
I would watch it, but it's like my like least favorite. Like, yeah.
I never watched. I don't think I had the access to Coach. Like, I don't think I ever was able to see it.
I watched Home. It came on after Home Improvement.
Right.
Which I also watched and also don't give a fuck about.
Did you guys watch the Dana Carvey thing where they got replaced by reruns of Coach? And I was just like, no.
Yeah, I watched the documentary on Hulu. It was amazing. And I remember I remember watching that as a kid, and like I remember the very first sketch where like Bill Clinton was feeding people with his cat nipples that he had grown.
My mind is blown because I remember watching it, and I'm like, oh my god, that was Steve Carell. Oh my god, like it like connected it, and I was like, I just thought they were funny dudes, and now they're actually like famous. That's always weird when you watch old stuff, and then you're like,
it was Steve Carell.
Steve Carell. Stephen Colbert and Louis C.K., like huge names now.
They were all in that show?
Yeah, they were all in that show.
Yeah, wow. Louis C.K. was one of the writers. It was also the guy who plays Triumph, the Insult Comic Dot. I can't remember his name, and he's the best.
Just so many good like faces you'll see, and you're like, oh my god, I know that guy. And that's what I love about watching older stuff, is because you never know. Like, even Golden Girls, like, maybe there's a guest spot, and you're like, holy crap, that's so-and-so. And then you're like,
right.
I didn't know that. So, that's
so fun. So, we watch season 7, episode 14. It is titled, Old Boyfriends. The original air date was January 4th, 1992. It's our first 1992 episode. We're getting there. Actually, we're officially past the halfway point of season 7. Yeah.
I think we've got just about 10 episodes left after this, I think. Yeah.
There's 26 in the seasons, and I think one of them is, I think two of them are double episodes, so we don't know how those are going to play out. So we might have like 11 or 12 or 10 more episodes. I don't know.
We just have a few episodes until we commit our murder suicide pact. And then maybe we do that one or two episodes before, and then we get to do the last episode as Ghost. So we're
That would be great.
But do all guests' appearances have to participate in the suicide pact? I didn't know what I was signing for.
Did I not explain that?
Signing a contract in blood, but I don't remember reading that clause.
It was very long. I did pass out because I bled so much.
A Kool-Aid drink on me right now, and I just was really weirded out by that. I'm like, who makes Kool-Aid?
It is really good Kool-Aid, though.
Yeah, right? It smells like almonds.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was really dark. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you're gonna have to kill yourself with us today.
Okay. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Oh, we brought up a murder suicide pact. I think we're all right.
Yeah, so. We're good. You guys are like, I didn't realize just like how OG you guys were in the Golden Girls circle. Just like total badasses.
So, as we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to do the synopsis for the listener who did not get to watch the episode before listening to this for some reason.
All right.
All right.
Well, folks, Sophia is looking for a boyfriend. And she's looking in the personal ads and she finds one who looks perfect. He wants somebody that remembers Sinatra when he was skinny. Mm-hmm. And so she meets up with him. And his sister, or so we think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll just leave it at that.
Like, dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
And also speaking of old boyfriends, Rose has a guy named Thor from St. Olaf, who she used to date, who's coming back into town, wants to get together, and she does not remember him at all. And yeah, she does not remember at all. And then she also has a slut off with Blanche, and reigns triumphant. I will tell you. And Blanche pretty much gets stripped of all of her powers in this episode. That's the C story.
I would say the C plot. I would say the C plot is Blanche being de-slutted.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always the quiet ones. I'm just gonna say it. Like, Rose seems really nice, but she got down, so yeah.
Yeah.
It's the current theme. Just Golden Girls are badasses, apparently.
I have some issues with her being a slut, but we'll get to those.
Okay.
just consistency wise. With what's been said before. So we start in the kitchen, and as you said, yes, they are. Blanche is, she's like spearheading this find a boyfriend through the personal situation. She's determined to find Sophia like a lover, and Dorothy is completely against it from the get-go.
This was the tender of their day, yeah. Really. So
that's what I kept saying. I'm like, oh, this is what they did before Tinder.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
My mom met Floyd through a personals ad.
Oh
yeah. I met Jeff through Match. I met him through Match.com.
Oh
yeah,
nice.
So
yeah, you met Jeff through Match, but my mom, I think this is a story. My mom thought that she was gonna clean his house, like she answered an ad and she was looking for work, and I think she just answered the wrong ad, and so Floyd thought he was gonna meet a lady, and she thought she was gonna work. And so, so he
like
took
a
her out to
premise.
It really did.
I know, right?
Was it like a week later? She thought she was going on a date, and then she got hired for a job. Is that
I mean, I don't know.
Did the flip happen?
I mean, say that. Say that one more time.
With, like, cleaning products, I think I'd be like, I'm in love.
No, I was just saying, like, did your mom, like, a week later, like, answer another ad being like, oh, I'm gonna get nice for a date, and they're like, you're hired, and she like found a job. Like, is this more about how your mom like mixes up ads? Or I'm just teasing, I'm sorry.
This sounds like a company, I was in, like, premise. I was like trying hilarious. To
really, yeah.
Well, this is what happened. They ended up just going to Red Lobster and having a good night. And then they started dating.
I'm going to start answering cleaning. I don't think she ever cleaned
this
house.
I think this is the story. I'm going to have to check with her again. Yeah.
Maybe so, it was Applebee's, not Red Lobster.
If I answer cleaning ad, yeah, I'm taking Red Lobster. No, it was definitely Red Lobster.
Red Lobster was the shit in Yuma, Arizona in fucking 2003.
I worked for Red Lobster when I was in high school, and I hate it. And I won't.
I gasped. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no.
I hate it. I don't like it. And I'm not a big shellfish person. I can't even say it. That's how much I don't like it. And not really for Red Lobster. Sorry, guys.
I worked at Just Crab Shack. That was enough for me. I'm glad I didn't work at a Red Lobster. I don't think I've ever eaten at a Red Lobster.
I have, and I used to take my dad. I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to take you wherever you want. You pick the fanciest place. And he'd be like, okay, soup and salad. And I'm like, no, dude, reach for the stars. And like, the best he could come up with was like Red Lobster. And he's like, so excited.
He's like, all right, sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Sweet tomatoes.
And I'm like, live, man, live a little.
I do like sweet tomatoes, though. You can get a good baked potato and some soup.
Yeah.
And little pizzas. And also salad, I guess.
I think our viewers are like going for snacks now. Yeah.
Okay. I you guys kind of break out a little every now and then, so sorry if I don't respond to certain things. I'm just like trying to, I make out what you're saying kind of, but not completely.
Okay.
But it sounded funny. Okay.
All right. It was. You missed out.
It'll just all right, be let me you guys sure talking for a little bit.
The cord straight. There we go.
Mine's all jumbled.
Okay. so if you couldn't tell, the magazine that she was reading out of was Alaska Man. It was.
I missed that. That's great. That's a great little.
It was Alaska Man, and then she reads this magazine later on in the episode also. And so she's making this up, or maybe this couple's from Alaska, and they could possibly have traveled 3,400 miles. I don't know. Dorothy's against this. But the ad that that stood out was the one where he likes spaghetti. That was like a win for her. And he knows what skinny Frank Sinatra was like. And so Sophia's like, this is it. I'm going to meet this guy.
She was like, he's the one, and I'm like, he just gave you three things. like calm down.
I just, maybe when you're older you prioritize, you know, you're like food, music, something that I recognize. Mm-hmm. Great, good enough for me. Let's do this. I'm at that point. I'm not nearly at that age. I was like, what? You breathe air? You listen to music and you eat? Yes, let's do this.
Yeah, maybe back then it was like, he put an ad in the paper. That's a lot of work. Like, he's probably not a murderer.
Yeah.
But like, you know that the sister, as we know her, did it for him.
Yeah. Yeah, which is so warped. Like, even if... Are we spoiling the ending, or are we?
Oh yeah, we're not really beholden to like get it. We can kind of go.
The
over
whole
it.
Situation is so messed up. That's all I have to say. And I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
So then Rose comes in and she got a call or a letter from Thor Anderson. And she says, this guy, I just got off the phone with him and he wants to meet me for a date. And I used to date this guy but I don't remember anything of his about him. I don't remember dating him at all. And so she's like, finally, my memory's leaving. And then Sophia's like, no, you're fine. And then she's like, and then they both have this like, they're trying to remember each other's names. Rose is like, Rose. Oh, yeah, Rose. And then, of course, I'm not losing my memory. Sophia. Oh, yeah, Sophia. Like, they're just not remembering each other's names.
They both got in, like so basically, true. Like, an Alzheimer's, like, echo chamber.
Oh, my gosh.
So, she's going to meet Marvin. The next scene, Sophia's like wearing this dress, but she's unzipped. She didn't zip all the way up because maybe Marvin has arthritis, and why add more work?
Yeah,
it's a considerate dater.
Yeah, exactly. I love that she's just like hot to try. Like, she hasn't even seen a photo of this guy. She knows nothing about it. She's just like, he likes spaghetti. He likes Sinatra. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving my dress unzipped for this dude.
Yeah. He wasn't that. I think Thor Anderson was hotter than him.
I was disappointed because of the name. Because when you think Thor, you think Thor. And then you're like, oh, this dude.
Yeah, he definitely was not a Thor.
He was not a Thor. That was false advertising.
I think our generation thinks of Thor as this hot big dude, like super power Marvel Comics person, right?
I but think Thor, of like some guy I like guess, that's like partly made out of steel.
Like like you have to bring it with a name like Thor, or you're just like, it's just nerdy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was
His name is like Thor, like Thordelia. Like maybe it's short for something really nerdy, like
and
thorny.
Thorax. I was trying to actually make it into a name, but it turned into like a lady name.
Yeah.
How about Theodore?
I think he's a Theophor.
He's a Theothor.
Yeah.
Or something. So they just call him Thor.
His parents didn't love him. That's all that we know.
Yeah. Because
of that name. The mom had him and she's like, oh, this is a disappointment. Let's just name him Thor.
Yeah. Or you could just name the kid Theothor.
And name this kid sarcastically.
And if he becomes hot, you can go by Thor.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't become hot, you can just call him Theodore.
Yeah. I mean, he's a perfectly cute guy, but no, definitely not a Thor.
No.
Well, he was very anxious, nervous, inferior, not an alpha male, just very, very like, okay, you're... How could he make Charlie jealous, you know, if he's a fucking loser? And who doesn't know how to kiss, you know, spoiler alert.
That's a whole other question though, is if you're going to try and make someone jealous, do you go for someone who's extra hot or do you play mind games and go for someone who's so not hot to make them jealous? And they're like, what? You like this guy better than me? Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That would mess with someone's head so bad.
Or maybe like Thor was Charlie's friend or something like that.
Yeah.
Like they were, I don't know, friends in science class. I was going to say football team, but that can't be right. So then it's the first ring at the door and Sophia answers it. She thinks it's Marvin. It's Thor. And so she's like, take me now. Take me here. right after Blanche tells her to not be desperate. And then he's kind of like saying, hey, oh, to Rose. Oh, Rose shows up and he's like, oh, Rose, you're beautiful, blah, blah, blah. And like, sort of like, we've had a lot of wild times, letting everyone know, like me and you have gone, you know, places people shouldn't be going at our age, you know. But it was like, okay, but later we found out that she didn't have sex with him because she only fucked Charlie. She was a virgin when she had all those boyfriends. So like,
but apparently
what wild times.
Yeah, apparently she's still a slut, even though she didn't sleep with all of them. I guess the standards were different back then.
Yeah, like I think mm-hmm. a hug was like third base.
Like, they're like, whoa, did you guys go all the way? And you're like, yeah, I let him cup my boob.
And you're like, oh, we read a mega book together slut. Last night. Oh my God.
But how sad is that fucking... It's okay, like she's probably kissing him on the haystack and he's like super into it and like he's like in love and Rose is just looking around to see if like Charlie's around and you know and you know like they're dancing at a dance and she's just like and he's just falling in love with her and she's just looking around to see if Charlie's looking at her. Like that's so fucked up. To me,
it kind of makes Rose seem not as sweet as she normally is if she's willing right. to use someone.
Well, I mean, she's also very young. She was like 18, 19, and she was dating a lot of guys. And then I don't know. I mean, it did seem kind of weird to me as I mean, kind of in the series right now, she's dating Miles and she's been dating him pretty seriously for a while now.
Yes.
And he doesn't even
that
really.
That is my fuck.
He doesn't even get mentioned in this episode. Like, no. Yeah.
It's so fucked up.
It's very, like, it's... I mean, and I know that they've been fighting a lot this season. But it's weird that he doesn't even, well, what about Miles? Because I don't know.
The last episode, they were, like, fighting a lot, right? Mm-hmm. That we had both of them. And they became, and they kind of broke up for a second or something. When he was being cheap and now it's like he doesn't exist.
Is she trying to, was it a clean break and she's trying to like move on or is she just like they're in a weird spot? She's weighing her options or like,
I don't know. I didn't really think they even broke up. I thought they just got in a fight.
Oh no.
Like that's kind of, I don't even.
And they got back together at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So, are we rooting for Miles? Is he like a good dude?
Yeah,
he's the best. He's better than this skipping motherfucker.
Well, he ends up like, he ends up with Miles at the end of the series.
Yeah.
I mean, she does. So it's so weird. It's so fucking weird, and this happens all the time. There's a guy that comes in from out of town, and they start dating a golden girl. But he still doesn't live in Miami. Hmm. It's like, yeah, I'm just going to date this guy that doesn't live here. Well, and we'll see where it goes. It's like, what?
He said he wanted to take her back home. But that's very presumptuous that she would just up and move after like one weekend of hanging out. Like, I don't know. Maybe they move faster. Maybe when you get older, you just move faster in the dating scene.
I gotta say though that there's been a few long distance relationships on this show, and it's like that was so much harder like back then. Like, you had like
you didn't have FaceTime.
You had phones, which are the worst, and then you had letters, which is even worse than phones. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good situation, even if it's 1992. And so, that's just fucking weird as fuck. And so, then also weird, he has to get, he comes in for tops 40 seconds. He walks in, he's like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. blah, 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 blah. I have to go back to get things settled in my hotel. I'll see you later. Like, why did you even come in the first place?
Yeah, I don't know. It's bizarre.
Yeah, like, he just comes in, leaves 40 seconds later, and they're going to go see each other tonight.
I feel like...
It's like, you took a cab here.
I feel like because it's a pretty good indicator. He doesn't think things through. Like, he came spending his, like, last penny to get here, because he said that at
bus fare.
Yeah. He assumed that she would just move back with him. And then he's just operating purely on instinct. I'm telling you, like, Thor's mom called it right from Jump Street when she named him that. He is not he's not a winner in this race. Do you know what I mean? Like, Rose has options. So
yeah, he's homeless, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He's on that teetering point of homeless. Like, he has a couple nice suits and he lives in a car.
showers at the YMCA.
It's not like
When he says he has to get things settled in his hotel, that means he has to like move his car before it gets towed. Or he has to like But he doesn't have a car. He has to like shake homeless people off a shopping cart in the alley or something. Like, he doesn't.
He's going to collect cans so he can turn them in for money.
He's gonna build a house out of cans for her.
Rose, if you built a shanty townhouse out of cans, Rose, I feel like, would be so polite. She'd go and be like, well, what great craftsmanship. Thank you. Run away quickly.
Well, this isn't so bad.
Compliment him as she's running.
I think if any, I gotta say, like, I think if anyone built like a shanty, I'd be like, I'll hear you out a little bit.
Yeah,
that's
you
good.
Build things. You're resourceful.
Yeah, you're interested in shelter. Grew up
in my neighborhood where I grew up in New Mexico, about five or six houses down, there was a house made out of like just garbage. It was like plastic and wood and pieces of old toys and these are very common in Mexico.
Why do you gotta call out my house like that? I glue gun dolls to the outside of my house as much as I fucking want to, pal.
But get this.
Yeah, if I want a Tasmanian devil cut out for my door, I'll take one.
My doorbell is basically just a Barbie shoe on a squeaky toy, and like you just push it. You don't gotta judge me for that, dude. But it's craftsmanship.
But get this. I want to finish my story. Get this. The house still is there. The family still lives there. I walked by it the other day and I was like, Pancho still lives here? Oh my God, this house has not fallen apart. And I went in and hung out with them at a bonfire. I was like, this is incredible. I am surprised it's still here. Sometimes
they're like Swiss Family Robinson but with trash.
You're never gonna run out of trash, so they're probably just constantly reinforcing.
True.
They're like, that's true. Man, we found some cans. Looks like we're getting someone's getting a new bedroom.
Quick, give me 20 minutes. I'll make you a guest room. Yeah. Honey, we have people staying over.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's like, oh, this just deteriorated. Well, we can replace it with something else.
Oh, yeah.
They get like Iron Man, but with trash. We can rebuild.
They get like a bunch of like Saran wrap, and they're like, all right, new sunroom.
It's not a bad, you know, I'm in the market for a home. This isn't a bad idea. Maybe I'll just buy like a little lot and just start collecting trash.
So then the second Dorville was the couple. The brother and the sister, Marvin and Sarah. Sophia's like, and who the hell are you? Rightfully so. And so Marvin is shy. I think he just kind of hates this, as we learned. He just doesn't want to be there or whatever.
What's a weird situation.
Yeah. My favorite part is when they answer the door and she just sees them and she's like, we found God already. Like, we know. Or what did she say?
Right. Yeah. I already know Jesus.
Yeah.
I already know Jesus. Such a good joke.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Sarah does have a Jesus. Jesus-y,
I looked like she was
cardigan.
Holding a pamphlet too, so yeah. I was like, yeah. I slammed that door too. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, hey. she looks like she's
also the old lady. I recognize this old lady. She's the old lady from the episode of Roseanne, where they get new neighbors who are
nice neighbors, right?
Who are nudist. Who are, what's that?
Oh, I thought because. I remember one time they had neighbors that were really nice. Like, they kept their house really nice, their yard really nice, and they hated Roseanne because they're like, you're trash people.
No, not that one. It was just one episode. But I know who you're talking about. Those are reoccurring characters. This was two old people that were nudists, and DJ was peeking on them. And they at first didn't care, but then DJ started he figured out that they were naked, and so that became a problem. I'm the only one that remembers this. All right.
Yeah. Okay. No, so I remember as you're saying, I was like, oh, I remember this, but I'm like, if you're gonna peek on naked people, don't do old people. Like, that sounds ageist. Yeah. But if you're I don't know, if I was a kid and I wanted to see naked people,
I think that's most of I think most nudists are older people
because you don't care. And yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. They got to that point.
I've worked for 40 years and now I'm not wearing any more clothes.
Yeah.
I've spent my time wearing clothes on this earth, so naked time now.
I feel
naked time.
Yeah, what did they end up doing to a poor DJ?
They just asked them to stop being nude, and then they got pissed, and they were like, "We're gonna plant that hedge, believe me." And they and then Roseanne just kind of told them off and was like. Oh, they were like, oh, you just don't want us to be naked because we're old, isn't it? And Roseanne's like, well, it's kind of hard not to stare. And she rips open her shirt and shows off her tits to them.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm such a nerd. So she flashes the thing with the hedge really jogged my memory for some reason. And then, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the one where Roseanne opens her shirt and she's like, look at this.
Yeah. Yay. Gotcha.
Oh.
Okay. And so then the next scene there. Oh, well, she's like, okay, we're going to go to dinner. There's no visible means of life support. All right, let's go to dinner.
I thought she was looking at his butt, honestly, and I was like, good going. Check, what's under the hood.
So she was checking to see, if there were, needle holes in him or something.
Or maybe if he had a colostomy bag or something. Or...
Yeah.
I think that's a regular part of dating is let's do a little colostomy bag check when you're older.
Right. Yeah. And so then the next scene is when they find out that Rose has had 56 boyfriends. They're because Blanche is how could you forget? How could a naive farmer's girl forget her? One of her two or three boyfriends she had. Oh, and then Rose is straight up I had more boyfriends than that. And Blanche is how many? And she's like, well, it depends on what you consider a boyfriend. And then Blanche is making them moan to the point of ecstasy.
Yeah, it was something like that. Bringing them to the point of uncontrollable ecstasy or something like that.
I love Dorothy's face during all that. Because she was like, this is ridiculous. Yes. And then Rose totally cut her off and was like, oh, yeah, okay, so 56.
Yeah. It was like
she had like a spreadsheet ready. Like yeah. She had the stats like prepared for this conversation.
I felt like Dorothy in that phase because I was looking at Blanche and it's like, what the fuck is she talking about? So yeah, I guess I'm a Dorothy.
Yeah.
To me, I've made men uncontrollably ecstatic, and I was not dating them. Would that make them my boyfriend? Like, I didn't understand that.
According like, to I, Golden I think, Girls.
Yeah.
I think really the takeaway was that Rose was a hot commodity. Yeah. And the last year and in high school, I think her senior year. And
she just gave a bunch of hand jobs to fix these six dudes, or did she misinterpret ecstasy as like we were really happy in a relationship,
making them like crazy, like they want her, not that she actually
I feel like
fed into that.
It's them, whatever like, Rose's jobs, definition is. Like, I bet they like milk the cow together or something. Like,
I thought, yeah, because I thought when it was Blanche,
she was definitely milking something.
I thought Blanche more meant like making them want you so bad that they're going crazy kind of deal. I think that's what Blanche meant.
I think that's what Rose meant too, but I bet her definition is very different from Blanche's.
Yeah,
right.
Like, just kind of like,
for Blanche it was like eating out a dude and making him his prostate explode, and to Rose it was like, you know, giving them enough hugs.
Yeah, sharing a phosphate together, you know, at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting the last crossword puzzle word right together.
That is very important. Oh, yeah.
That so, is seduction 101. Harvest, getting the puzzles out.
Yeah.
So, I felt it was really almost smart. I was like, actually, it's kind of strategic, like that she wasn't allowed to date until senior year, because she was just able to play the game and make them want her and being like, oh, you want this, but you can't have it. And then when senior year happened, everyone's like, she's open for business. She's open. Oh my God.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
just making their play. Yeah. So, yeah.
She's gonna let you titty fuck her.
I don't want to
freshman, sophomore, junior year. But senior year, it open for business, yay, but then she's taken by Charlie. No. Okay, here's my problem with this. There was an episode where Rose says that she met Charlie when they were small children. Oh. and Charlie was selling wagon insurance when they were like 7 years old.
That is
and
the cutest
in
thing
this
I've
episode,
ever heard.
She says that she hadn't met Charlie before she dated all those dudes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So
continuity.
So was she with 56 dudes when she was like 1 to 6 years old, or is she lying? I don't know. I like to think she had 56 boyfriends when she was 6 years old.
Huh.
I think they
kind of forgot about it. It seems like a continuity error to me. I think really what they were trying to say was she and Charlie didn't get married before. I mean, this is all before she got married to Charlie. Yeah. Like, before they officially got together. So, I mean, yeah.
Right. Right. Well, she's like 56. Well, this was all before I met Charlie. Come on. But yeah, it's a continuity error, of course.
Yeah.
So she's like, so then they call her Queen Slut. They call her the Poobah.
Grand Poobah.
Queen of Sluts. Grand Poobah.
I know. Dorothy is so eager to slut shame, I feel like.
Yeah, she is super quick.
Yeah. She's kind of the judge in the slut off here. Like, between, because Blanche starts getting mad. She's like, what do you mean you had 56 boyfriends? You know, 56? Like, yeah, she's very outraged.
Because she,
yeah,
she,
how dare you take my crown?
I want to see, like, if Blanche is like, if I'm not king or queen slut anymore, then do I have to start being like a nice dumb farm girl? Like, is there,
yeah,
like, she has to have switch her power places
taken away? She's, oh, like, what am I now? I wanted a more existential, mm-hmm, experience for Blanche where she's like questioning her own identity.
Yeah, where she starts telling like stories about pigs, like, and stuff. See, like that.
It,
like,
would have been great. That would have been great if, like, if Blanche comes in with like farmer girl overalls,
yes,
and like, and just tries to out farmer her to make her, to pay her back for being, taking her slut label.
Yeah, she's like, I apparently been a farm girl this whole time, the sweet innocent farm, yeah, girl.
And then she starts telling like meandering stories about the tuna festival or whatever. Like,
yeah, that would have been a good twist. So Dorothy is the slut judge, or the sludge, as some people call it. And Sophia's like complaining about how she can't have time alone with Marvin. His sister's always there. She's like, do you know what it's like to make out with a dude when his sister's like sitting right next to him? And then Rose and Blanche are both like, oh boy, do I ever. And then Blanche is like, stop it. Like, all of a sudden, she's just a slut. Like, and I can't stop thinking of her making out with a boy next to his sister when she's six now. But wait, didn't she have 56 boyfriends in 1 year?
Her senior year.
Yeah,
of high school.
They're just
senior year. Okay, I thought it was like 1 year, but senior year she was allowed to date.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah.
So it would have been more.
I think it was kind of indicated that it was like maybe like a year or like 2 years, like a really short period, because she got married to Charlie when she was super young.
Yeah.
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 Well,
dude,
I mean,
what if, like, go ahead.
Oh, I was just, she did it right, you know? She I think Rose is the most organized person out of that bunch, because she's like, I'm going to marry young, so I got about a year, let's just pound this out. I'm going to get all my slut years, mm-hmm, just compounded and make all those mistakes, mm-hmm, in 1 year, and then I'm going to live a happy life. And I'm like, shit, like, that's genius.
No, she did it right.
Yeah, she did it right.
Yeah. I decided to do all the drugs in high school, so now I don't need to do all the drugs. And I think that was better. Better choice.
Got it out of your
drugs
system.
Are my penises. So quote me on that later. Drugs are my penises. And do you think that maybe Marvin's sister was like getting off on this? Like, she was like, yeah, make out with my husband while I'm sitting next to him. That's so hot.
I mean, I don't know. I think, like, she just seemed kind of sweet, but the whole thing was weird. It was like, first of all, I thought she was his nurse because the way she was, like, holding on to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it was, we kind of talked about, we were watching the episode, we were both trying to remember it. Like, and, like, I kind of thought it was going to be revealed that she was his sister that had to take care of him, and she was trying to find,
yeah,
another woman that
to
was...
to pawn him, mm-hmm, off on, because, yeah, he's, like, an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So she, like, wrote this personal ad, like spaghetti and
the
old
whole
Sinatra.
Time,
and
I'm thinking, how is this other older woman going to take care of him? What's her name? The mom. I always forget.
Oh, Sophia.
Yeah. I was like, Sophia can't take care of anyone. What is this other lady thinking?
I think this other lady is just like, I need to find someone. She's like a Mary Kay salesperson that's like, if I find another Mary Kay salesperson, I'm free. So like,
it's like a Highlander Mary Kay scenario.
There can only be one. Just like,
I was thinking more along the lines of they're Siamese twins stuck together, and they're just trying to pass it off that they are not conjoined.
Well, I think that maybe that's what Sophia was feeling for in that part of the episode. Yeah. Where she was like, "Oh right, did they share a kidney? I gotta see." Hey.
Yeah, hey guys, I just need to check to see if you're Siamese twins real quick.
Yeah, They did walk through the door together, I think, which is a hard thing to do. And they left
together that way.
Yeah, that's odd.
Maybe they. That's why she's going to die, because they just got cut off.
Yeah, what do you think she was sick with?
Yeah, they didn't say. She looked very healthy. Post, so I wasn't
post-surgery complications from Siamese twin.
Yeah, she didn't look like cutting, she was dying. Cutting. He looked more like he could have. I would have believed that he was going to pass before her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he was like that actor, I think, was struggling. Like, you could tell.
To live.
With his demeanor. He was like, it was hard for him to be on that set.
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough for him.
he looked like it was real work just to be him.
Just to be awake. Yeah. It was not. Can you imagine people passing out on that set because they're just tired?
I'm fairly certain that set has frequent nap times and like lots of snacks. Yeah. And like, I would love that set. That's my speed. Hey guys, we did 15 minutes of filming. Now we're going to take a 30-minute nap.
I feel like they filmed all of his scenes first, just in case.
Just to get him out. Just in case he couldn't follow through, because the technology to computer animate him in, you know, like the digital remaster, we weren't there yet. So time was of the essence.
It would have looked like, at best, like Cool World. Like,
no. Oh, that was so bad. I'm just no. It was so bad. Can we watch that next?
So, yeah, we can watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
That was better. That was better.
Yeah, we can watch. Wow. Yeah, yeah.
So the next scene is the scene where Blanche and Blanche is on, like, she's third wheeling it. I'm out in the lanai, and she's kind of like prying for questions, trying to find out what Thor is all about.
Oh, trying to help Rose remember, kind of like give her hints. Yeah. Yeah.
So they nail it. He goes to go to the bathroom. He skips away, which is so weird. And
he skips away to the little boy's room.
Yeah, both of us turned to each other.
How can you forget that?
Both of us turned to each other, that's, and we were like, you're a grown man, and you said...
That's why he's homeless.
Right?
Because he skips.
He's so happy to pee indoors. Like, it's such a change. I'm treating myself. I'm peeing indoors.
A special occasion.
When he said the little boy thing, I was very like... No, that really upset me. Mm-hmm. Where grown men are like, I'm going to the boys. No, dude. I don't know why.
That sounds creepy. It sounds like you're going to go into a little boy's room and take your dick out. That's just
don't
weird.
Pee on little
boys.
We
don't want to think that.
If you walk away from anything from this podcast, it's don't pee on little boys. Just don't do it.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Don't skip. Don't pee on a little boy, and if you're going to, don't skip there.
if you must. So we are endorsing
it at this
point.
Do not skip there.
Oh God.
I will say that of my parents, the person who taught me how to skip was my dad. Oh. And I knew he did it by demonstrating.
Really? That's so cute.
If you know my dad, it was definitely more sweet than anything. But
yeah, at the time, looking back now. No, I just remember
he like showed me how to. I just remember us like skipping together in our driveway.
Aww, yeah, that's adorable.
Is it though?
It was very sweet. I was three.
No, I'm two.
So okay.
That's the sweetest thing. Mm. If he ever listens to this, tell him I am pro this happening. she's like, Rose is like, oh yeah, he's the one I try to make Charlie jealous of. Valentine's Day. He went with me to my Valentine's dance senior year. So they got that down. And so the next scene is the one where for some reason they got him alone. They got Mervin alone in the house, which is weird because I thought that they were going to distract her. That they were going to distract Sarah.
Yeah, I thought Dorothy was or something, and then they didn't show any of that, right?
Yeah, I was very confused by it because I was like, how did he get there? Because I don't think they established that he couldn't drive.
No, they distracted her by like blindfolding her and dropping her off in the middle of town, and they were like, now find your way back, bitch.
And then Dorothy drove them home.
Find your way back, sick lady.
I feel like the laughing should be more maniacal at this point. Where it's like, you poor sick old woman. Yeah. And it's like, this is some dark shit.
So she finds her way back, and he reveals that. Fucking Sophia's like, I don't like her. She's kind of all over your shit. She controls your life. And he's like, don't talk about her that way. Because he's obviously still in love with her. And then she's like, Sarah is my wife. And
actually, I felt like he said it like way too casually. Like, I feel like he was just like, oh, no, she's not my sister. She's my wife.
She's my wife. Yeah. He had no energy.
You guys didn't figure this out already? Like, he kind of like acted he was like, this whole thing is fucked up.
I love that biggest punishment.
And they just assume.
His biggest punishment, though, is he didn't get lemonade.
That lemonade.
If the risk of that is lemonade or no lemonade, I feel like
Sophia's like, he's married to Sarah, and then like Dorothy's like, at this point thinks he's a sister, and she's like, oh no, if you're doing incest, you don't get lemonade.
I really wanted Sophia to throw in a line and been like, you should have kept your mouth shut till you got the drink.
But what if that lemonade is Thor's pee?
You know what? You got a strong case there that came out of nowhere. And I'm buying into it 100%. It's Thor's pee.
And that's why he didn't want any, or that's why he confessed, because he knew.
Gobbling it up because she's
just like,
life's too short.
She's like bird bathing in that shit.
She like pours it on her head.
Can I come back?
We'll be dead. And so everyone just assumes it's a web of sex games that they're trying to reel her into.
Logical conclusion. I believed it when they said it. I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, now when I see like a cut, like if I found out, like if I went on a date with a guy and he brought like a sister, I would have been like, this is a sex thing, like automatically, like pretty much.
Yeah.
They call her Mrs. Caligula.
Like they're like, they said something about whips, like.
And then she's like, Dorothy confronts Sarah. She's like, you're trying to reel my mom into a web of sex game. That's unbelievable. And then Sophia's like, it's not that unbelievable.
This isn't like her first rodeo. Like,
I'm sure. She's got to take my place in Alaska. I still think they live in... No, they don't live in Alaska. We were in their house, so they can't live in Alaska. And so then Sophia's like, I'm going to do it after they leave. She's like, I'm fucking... Dorothy's like, I'm getting you a plant. No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take her place and just be Sarah. Like, what? So ridiculous.
She's like, when else am I gonna find a guy who likes spaghetti?
Yeah. Like, where else am I gonna find a guy?
His lifetime. So
I've kept my mouth shut about this the whole time, but I gotta let you guys know. I hate spaghetti. So I wouldn't even answer that ad. And I'm like one of the few. That was my biggest point of contingency in this whole show is the spaghetti factor.
Yeah, the spaghetti.
Yeah, like why would you put that in the ad? Like that's not a personality trait that is very attractive.
No, I feel like I'm one of the very few that don't like it either because I normally get a lot of opposition.
For me, the food that's like that is macaroni and cheese. I'm not a big macaroni and cheese person at all. Like, and
I wish you could see my face right now. I literally dropped to the floor. Like, what did you say?
Yeah.
I like Alfredo, like, pasta.
I like a good, like, pesto gnocchi kind of
thing. Yeah. Gnocchi.
Mm-hmm. Gnocchi. Yeah.
That's good.
So
now I'm hungry.
So then... Yeah, so she has to. So she's gonna wait for Sarah to die from her conjoined twin wounds. I still stand by that, and fucking just have to wear her clothes. I don't know what she has to do. She has to wear her skin.
This is getting very like Norman Bates.
Yeah, or Buffalo Bill.
She has to wear her like a wig of her hair or like her actual hair, like they scalp her hair.
Yeah, there was like a part of the ad that was just like you have to be about the same about this size. About size 6 and around this height,
right?
Not for weird reasons.
They make a Buffalo Bill like skin suit of Sarah.
Well, she's not.
She has to like parade around the house in.
I wanted to go really dark creepy. And be like, well, she's not using it now. So,
she's not using it now.
Let's not let it go to waste. We're so mean to this fictional old lady.
Not.
Like, we've abandoned this old woman in the middle of the town who's clearly dying and says, figure it out. And then the second she dies, we're like, no, take her skin. I'm never leaving you alone with my grandma.
No one wants to. And so the next scene, Rose is going to break up with Thor and Blanche wants to watch. She can't watch. You know, she's not allowed to. She's like, I have the last guy I broke up with on videotape. You can watch him. What? You videotaped a breakup? Ugh, that's so frustrating. Okay. And so, so then like Blanche decides to eavesdrop during the breakup. She keeps laughing. Like she confesses, Rose confesses that she doesn't remember him. She hasn't the whole time. He's like, maybe you had brain damage. And then you hear Blanche laughing. When he's fucking leaving, he like fucking like kisses her. And then she's like, oh, I remember now. I remember the haystack. I remember a kiss. And then like, it was weird because I thought they were going to be like, we can date now. But instead it was just like, oh, we already broke up.
Yeah, I thought that was weird too. I was like, well, why don't they stay? And he was like, I gotta go. You know, kind of like, it's still over. And I thought he would be like, oh, you remembered. So this is a thing, right?
No, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, as a reveal, like, oh, no, I remember him. That was he couldn't kiss then and he can't kiss now. And I was like, so basically what she did was she was like, okay, I know that he's too much of a rube to be like, well, we're broken up. So I guess we can't date anymore. Like, so he'll just go back to
that's
Saint
a
Olaf.
Lucky break for her.
Yeah. And then I can just go on with my life.
Have you guys ever had a kiss that bad where you like block it from your memory?
Oh,
and I don't think you can answer it if you did.
Yeah. I mean, no, I mean, not that I blocked it from my memory, but I've had some like really bad, very memorable kisses. Yeah. And I'm like, oh no, like your mouth should not hurt after you kiss somebody. Yeah, I had one guy that took his tongue or took his teeth and took my tongue and like scraped it.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I was really kind of young when it happened. And I was like, is that how some people kiss?
No.
And I was like, mm-hmm. I was like, I've kissed other people before.
Wait, that's how I kiss. No. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
You did the monster kiss. I've had a really.
I've had giant mouth kisses at me. And I've had to. And I just say, hey, listen. Let me teach you how to kiss. I'm like, let me show you how I like to kiss. Mm-hmm. And then I show them. And then it's fine. Usually.
I think the one thing that can't be taught, though, that's like, it's such a deal breaker for me, is the sloppy over wet kiss. Like, I literally will stop and I'm like, I need you to figure out how to salivate less. Like, you need to, I don't know what you need to do, but it's just not going to work.
Like, just don't give them any water. Just like
dehydrate them. The only way this relationship won't work is if you're constantly dehydrated. Yeah,
you need some more salt on that spaghetti.
The end of the date, you just start knocking drinks out of their hand.
Take them on lots of hikes.
Yeah.
Take them to like tanning salons. Take them to make them like run around the house like until they get really, really tired.
Just
give them water, like sneak water pills into their drinks.
What does that do?
Water pills, they make you not bloated, and they make you pee like fucking orange, and like everything.
How is that gonna help his mouth?
Yeah,
because it dehydrates you.
Oh, okay, I like that.
It makes I'm just trying to help here, with this fictional relationship.
We're really just trying to help with this podcast.
Yeah.
That's all we tried to do for real.
I love it though that one of your listeners is gonna like just be like taking avid notes of, okay, so drug them to dehydrate, and like they're like, good advice,
give them lots of meth.
Yeah.
Give them ecstasy so they're really dehydrated.
Oh god.
And so the next scene, they're at the couple's house this time, because she said, because Sophia agreed to marry him or whatever, be with him. Dorothy's there for some reason. They're like, if she's going to tag along, you're going to tag along. Let's do this. And so they're going through old photos. They're planning out how to wear Sarah's skin. I'm just kidding. They're Marvin. And then I don't know how the fight escalated. They were like talking about it wasn't a fight. Well, it was kind of a fight, but they were talking about how they met, and that led to Sophia. Sophia was like, I can't do this. Like, I can see how much he loves you. He obviously, you know, doesn't want to do this because he loves you. And then Dorothy chimes in. She's like, you guys are doing this wrong. You should be enjoying your time together, not like having some other lady come in and just be fucking third wheeling it, you know? Fucking, it's so weird.
Yeah.
And so Sarah's like, I was trying to do this because I felt guilty that I'm dying. Yeah.
Oh, that was weird. I was like, why would you feel guilty that you're dying unless you just decided to die? Like, unless you were like...
Because she didn't have to become unjoined.
Yeah.
She chose to be.
It was a choice.
She's been taking small doses of arsenic for the past 8 months.
The most disturbing line I heard was, he's like, they were talking about wasting time, and he's like, well, you'll be gone soon. Or yeah. something. And I was like, what?
Well, it's not a shock, to be quite honest. Like, it's kind of like, yeah.
Yeah.
But that sounded really harsh.
I feel like acted, he died as soon as they shut the door.
Right.
He did a better job at acting like he's going to die soon than she did. She was like running around that house, standing, you know,
filling out personals.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Filling out personals. Yeah. Like, I don't know. So then they just start hugging, and then the Golden Girls kind of sneak out. They're like, let's let them hug fuck for a while, and then we'll never see them again.
That's so weird to like Irish goodbye out of someone's house. Just like,
yeah, they did kind of were just like, well, I guess I'm not gonna take over for you, so goodbye. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just I'm gonna walk out of here.
Yeah, they just kind of packed out. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a shit show from the beginning. So we're gonna go. And then Sophia's got what did my teacher used to call it? My send-off line or whatever. She's like, next time I'm using one of Blanche's magazines because they know what they want. And I think that's it. I think the show is over.
Yeah, I think we... Yeah. Is there anything we missed? We didn't cover?
Oh, at the very end, they were reading personals again, Sophia read one, and then Rose was like, who would date that jerk? And it was the guy that was she dated.
Yeah.
Because he said he skipped and stuff.
Yeah, the skipper.
Yeah. He said he had like a... Recently had like a recent devastation. he got right to the point. I always like like personal ads or online ads that pretty much spend any time on previous heartbreak, like or just.
But he doesn't fucking live there. Why is he putting an ad?
Well, he's
in Miami.
He's trapped now. He spent all his money and he lives.
He's like, I just live here now. Like, I. I think that was his whole plan. He was like, you're going to move to St. Olaf.
If they're reading the Alaska one, he moved to Alaska, like what most men do when they make so many mistakes and can't return. Alaska.
Right. I'm going to go paying for gold.
He waited 9 years to save enough bus fare.
Such a bitch move.
Of course he can't leave. So frustrating. Okay, so we did it, guys. Yay! So this comes out on November 15th. Is there anything, Hannah, that you would like to plug, or where can people find you online?
I know my next show is this Wednesday, so which will be after this airing, and I don't remember if I have anything.
How was it then?
Oh yeah, I did spectacular. As usual. And I don't know, I wish I had shows further out. I can't remember them right now, so next time.
It's all good. People find out where you're gonna be at online somewhere?
You can find me on Facebook under Hannah Hurd, or on Snapchat, Twitter, or Instagram under a haha Hannah 421. And there's an H on the end of my name. So people forget that. But I was smart. All my social media stuff, I kind of did the same name for all of it. So it's easy.
Haha Hannah 421.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my birthday.
What's 421
for? The 421 is my birthday, and I was so close to glory because I was almost 420. But
yeah, no. You could have shared a birthday with Hitler if you were born on 420.
I was thinking more of weed.
I have a joke about 421.
Is that why 420 is weed day? Because everyone's like, we need to forget. This was a bad day.
It was. Yeah. It's like the anniversary of Columbine. It's like
Jesus, really?
Yeah, I think it's. It's.
I forgot. Yeah,
and then the weed time, and then Hitler's birthday.
Well, yeah. I'm glad I dodged a bullet. I'm one day after.
I have a. I actually have a joke about your birthday.
Oh yeah.
I think that it's the day that the least amount of Jews died in the Holocaust because Hitler had a hangover.
God, that's right.
Yay!
Made it all worthwhile.
Yeah, that was the best day.
I feel like I should change my names now. I should change my birthday. You can change your name. Can you change your birthday? That'd be like fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. You could just have your birthday anytime. Yeah,
it's today, guys.
Yeah, just change it on Facebook and it's official. And Genevieve, where will you be after November 15th? What the fuck? November 15th, 2017.
All right. Well, tomorrow, November 16th, is Jazz and Jokes at the Nash, which is a new comedy and music show that I'm producing and hosting. Mm. So that should be fun. We got a lot of the show favorites on that show that I can't recall at the moment, but I know that you'll like them and they're great. So
and then
I also have on November 26th Jeremy Talamantes is headlining Bird City Comedy Presents.
Oh yeah, I've seen flyers.
Oh, fantastic.
For that. Yeah. So
I love Jeremy.
Yeah, he's great. And then you're coming here on December 8th. You're actually so like you and Carmen Morales are coming to Phoenix
for Bird City Presents.
Mm-hmm.
yay
so excited.
Yeah, I realized I'm and like, oh, there are more details that we need to talk about before I
and you can submit now to Bird City Comedy Festival.
Submit now. Yes. Bird City.
And you're
Bird City
at
Comedy.
Genevieve Rice.
We're Bird City Comedy on all the social media accounts.
Do it now.
And
I'm at Anthony DeSamito on Twitter and Instagram. I'm going to be November 16th at Canteen Points at the Good Night in North Hollywood at 7:30. That's going to be soups fun. And then November 19th, I'm going to be at Flappers in Claremont at 7 p.m. Yeah. First Claremont show.
Nice.
Or Flappers in Claremont show for that. Along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast also has a Twitter. And it's at Thank You For Being A Podcast, but as an acronym, at TYFBAP, at TIFBAP, also at TIFBAP on Instagram. The next episode is season 7, episode 15, and it was called like Goodbye, Mr. Connor or something. I forget.
Yeah, it was Goodbye, Mr. Something.
Yeah, Goodbye, Mr. Something. music is by Brian Kokernek and Mike Dennison. And thank you everyone for listening and have a beautiful day and or night. Goodbye.
Gonna stuff a chicken.
Gonna stuff the chicken.
Like my mama taught me.
Like my mama taught me.
Gonna take the chicken down to Mississippi.